President Trump said the administration is working with Maduro's vice president, Delcy Rodriguez. Why does the administration oppose working with the opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado? She's the Nobel Peace Prize winner, of course, as well. Her coalition has the support of 70% of Venezuelans. Why not work with her?
Well, a couple things. First of all, Maria Corina Machado is fantastic, and she's someone I've known for a very long time, and that whole movement is. But we are dealing with the immediate reality. The immediate reality is that, unfortunately, and sadly, but unfortunately, the vast majority of the opposition is no longer present inside of Venezuela. We have short-term things that have to be addressed right away. We all wish to see a bright future for Venezuela, a transition to democracy. All of these things are great, and we all want to see that. I've worked on that for 15 years on a personal level, both in the Senate and now as National Security Advisor and Secretary of State. These are things I still care about, we still care about. But what we're talking about is what happens over the next two, 3 weeks, 2, 3 months, and how that ties to the national interest of the United States. And so we expect to see more compliance and cooperation than we were previously receiving. With Nicolas Maduro, you could not make a deal or an arrangement. Although he, by the way, was given very generous offers. He could have left Venezuela as recently as, you know, a week and a half ago. There were opportunities available for him to avoid all of this because he's not someone we can work with. He suckered the Biden administration into stupid deals. He's made a career out of not keeping deals and figuring out how to save himself by buying time. And President Trump was not going to fall into that trap.